Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is One of Messiah Congregation. Kahal Chabah Mashiach. Stay with us this afternoon for the next few minutes, half hour. I'm going to be talking about judging your brother. You know, I see so many times when people just meet people, they make quick judgments, quickly to condemn them, quickly to try to sum them up. And this is not scriptural in the Bible. The Bible says, be not ready, basically, to be quick or to judge or condemn thy brother or sister. If you go to Matthew 7, 2, it says, with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. So just think about that. Whatever judgment you judge, you're going to be judged with. You know, Romans 2, 11, there's no respect of persons with God. That's many places in the Bible. Of course, Paul didn't make that up. He's quoting, the Torah. In the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 1, it says, thou shalt not raise a false report. Lo tisa, shemeh shaveh. And this is important. False reports, like slander, is not good. You know, Leviticus 19:16 says, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. In Hebrew, that's rachil. Talebearing is very bad. Solomon in Proverbs tells us many times, Proverbs 11:13, a talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Proverbs 18:8, the words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Proverbs 20:19, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. And Proverbs 26:20, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. Amen. You know, Rachil is very something to think about, the talebearing. You know, it's been a scandal, scandalous monger, scandal monger. You know, it's carrying slander, carrying tales, false reports. We don't want to do that. You don't want to do that because whatever judgment you judge, you'll be judged. Don't be so quick to summarize a brother or sister when you first meet them. I've noticed some people just meet someone for the first time and they're quick to judge them, quick to make opinions about them when they don't even really know them. Don't be so swift to do that. God is not happy with that. In Psalm 101, verse 5, it says, whoso privily slandered his neighbor, God says, him will I cut off. You know, if you have a high look and a proud heart, God says, will not I suffer? Don't have a high look and a proud heart. Proverbs 10:18, he that hideth hatred with lying lips. If you hide hatred with lying lips, first of all, you're not supposed to have any hatred in your heart, because that's murder against your brother or sister. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. That is pretty amazing. I just thought of, I'll have to include in this study, Yeshua says, even if you hate your brother in your heart, you're a murderer. Just think of that. You know, of course, in the world, if you murder somebody, they'll throw you in jail, you might get the electric chair, but with God, just think, if you even hate your brother, it's equivalent to that, murder. Isn't that amazing? You know, in 1 Timothy, Paul's telling the husbands to tell their wives, and the wives, in 3:11, the wives must be grave, not slanderers. Make sure your wife's not a slanderer, but sober and faithful in all things. That's 1 Timothy 3:11. Very important. We have to monitor each other. Leviticus 19:15, it says, you should do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor. You're not supposed to just, a lot of people think, you're supposed to only honor, you're supposed to always have mercy on the poor, which of course you should, but you're not supposed to respect the person of the poor, favor them above the rich. And you're not supposed to favor the rich above the poor. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. So it doesn't matter if they're poor or rich, you're supposed to have righteous judgment. Okay? And that comes through the word of God. Very important. Some people favor the poor above the rich. And then some people favor the rich above the poor. We're all equal in God's eyes. Naked we came in, and naked we're going to return. It says, verse 18 of Leviticus 19 says, thou shalt not avenge nor bear a grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. I am the Lord. So you're not supposed to bear a grudge against the children of thy people, but this love thy neighbor as thyself, which is said in Leviticus, in the Torah, a lot of people don't know that. They think that only in the Gospels and letters it was said first. No. We have Yeshua, James, and Peter, different people quoting the Torah, Leviticus 19, which I'll show you. So we have this word, unrighteousness, in the Hebrew right here. One of the words is, we're going to look at the word avel, avel. And it's very important. You don't want to have no unrighteousness in judgment. Very important. Avel, unrighteousness, obviously you know what that is. If you do violent deeds of injustice, and that's injustice of speech, it's any type of injustice. It's very important. And like I said earlier, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, Yeshua says, judge not that you be not judged. For what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Now this is important. It says, why are you beholding the mote that's in your brother or your sister's eye, but you consider not the beam that is in your own eye? How come? Examine yourself first. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother or thy sister, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam's in your eye? Yeshua says, you're a hypocrite. First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. Of course, if you can't take care of your own house, how are you going to take care of the house of God? You know what I mean? That's very important to remember. There's a lot of verses in the Bible that we need to read constantly. And, you know, it's very important to read the Bible a lot. Be rich in reading the Bible. Luke 6:37 says, judge not that you be not judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. That's important. Now, John, who's one of the apostles, he says, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. That is so important. We don't judge according to appearance. We judge righteous judgment. You can't just look at somebody and judge them. Or you can't just go by one or two sentences, they say, and figure them all out. Romans 14:10 says, why dost thou judge thy brother? And of course thy sister. Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? I mean, we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of the Messiah one day. That's Romans 14:10. 14:13 says, let us not therefore judge one another anymore. What that means about judging your brother means don't just sum them up and, it's like finished. You got them all figured out in your mind. You're supposed to pray one for another. You're supposed to be kind, kindly affectionate one to another. Chesed, you know, be kind. It's very important, kindness. A lot of people are not kind. I don't know why, especially to your brothers and sisters. The Lord even says, love your enemies. I mean, you're supposed to love your enemies. How much more your brothers and sisters? You know, most of the problem comes from in James chapter 1, verse 13. It says, let no man or woman say when they're tempted, I'm tempted of God. God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he in any man. God doesn't tempt people. He tries you. He sees what you're made out of. That's different. It doesn't tempt you. But every man or woman, of course, they're tempted when they're drawn away of their own lust and enticed. When you're drawn away of your own lust and enticed, it's scary. Make sure you watch out. Because when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. And we don't want, we know no sin's going to enter the kingdom of heaven. And a lot of times, people have things inside their own heart, and they take it out on other people. Sometimes you got to examine yourself constantly. Do that, please. Deuteronomy 1:17 is when we first see, one of the first times we see, it says, "You shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's." Amen. You know, this whole thing about treating everyone fairly and righteously, that even goes with just weights and balances. We're supposed to have a just weight, just everything we do. Everything that's supposed to be righteous. Deuteronomy 16:19 says, "Thou shalt not rest judgment." The word rest, W-R-E-S-T, that means to stretch, pervert, to twist, to turn from the proper course, or application, use, or meaning. That's what, you're not supposed to rest judgment. "Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift." That's a bribery. For bribery, a gift, doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. So they rest, they pervert. Don't stretch the truth. Don't twist the truth. You know, James, we have, Brother James, he's quoting, of course, Deuteronomy. He says in chapter 2, verse 1, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons." You can't have the faith of our Lord with respect to persons. I mean, if they come in your assembly, a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and they come in also a poor man with vile raiment, and you have respect to him that wears the gay clothing, that means the rich guy nowadays, and say to him, "Sit thou here in a good place," and you say to the poor, "Stand thou there," telling the good guy, the guy with the good clothing, to sit, and you're telling the poor person to stand or to sit under my footstool, are you partial in the law? Are you partial in yourselves? You know, the word partial means lifting up your face against the Torah. You don't want to be partial in the law. You become judges of evil thoughts. Don't become judges of evil thoughts. James says, "Hearken, my beloved brethren, had not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he had promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme the worthy name by which you are called?" So, you don't want to have respect to persons. You know, James is also quoting from Leviticus 19:18 in this chapter. He says, "If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." There it is again. You do well. "But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law's transgressors." So if you're respecting persons and you're judging your brother, if you're a talebearer or condemning your brother, you're going to be guilty. It's sin. "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and offend in one point is guilty of all. For he that said, 'Do not commit adultery,' said also, 'Do not kill.' Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law." And that goes with any of the commandments. "So speak ye and so do, as they shall be judged by the law of liberty." And this is scary, because God's not going to have, you know, you don't want to have judgment without mercy. For he shall have judgment without mercy. God will have judgment without mercy that had showed no mercy. If you show no mercy, God's not going to have mercy on you. And mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Very important. You know, in Proverbs 24:23, "These things also belong to the wise. It's not good to have respect to persons in judgment. If you say that a wicked that you're righteous, the people are going to curse you. Nations shall abhor you. But to him that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Proverbs 28:21. To have respect of persons is not good. For a piece of bread that man will transgress. This is a short message today, but it's potent. Very important. Romans. We have Apostle Paul quoting Deuteronomy in different places in the Bible. Proverbs. For there's no respect of persons with God. That's Romans 2:11. Paul tells the Ephesians in chapter 6, verse 9, Masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. So that's to the masters, the people that are their bosses. Okay? Now Paul tells the Colossians, But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he had done. And there is no respect of persons with God. Amen. There's no respect of persons. And even Peter knows this. In chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17, if you call upon the Father who without respect of persons, you call upon the Father who without respect of persons, judge it according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. So God is without respect of persons, judging every man's work of what sort it is. And James says in chapter 4, verse 11, Speak not evil one of another, brethren. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, the Torah, and judgeth the Torah, the law. Don't speak evil of your brother or sister, okay? But if you judge the Torah, the law, thou art not a doer of the Torah, the law, but a judge. Maybe you forgot there's one lawgiver who's able to save and to destroy. Who are you that judges another? That's very important. That's verse 12 of James chapter 4. We have Yeshua quoting Leviticus 19:18 and Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 and 5. Right here in Matthew chapter 12 verse 29, Yeshua answered him. He's answering this person. He says, The first of all the commandments is here, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is namely this. Here it is, right from Leviticus. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. You know, if you read even the Ten Commandments in chapter 20 of Book of Exodus, chapter 5 in Deuteronomy, you'll see that the first four commandments pertain to God, how you love the Lord your God, and the last six is how you treat your neighbor. So these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Very important. Deuteronomy 6:4 says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Leviticus 19:18 again, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, Paul even quotes Leviticus 9:18. In Galatians 5:14 he says, For all the Torah, the law, is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, who is my neighbor? Those that keep the commandments of God, those that keep the commandments and the words of our Father which is in heaven. So treat your brothers and sisters with respect, with kindness, chesed. Treat them with righteousness. Don't go around judging them, trying to sum them up. Especially when you first meet them. When you first meet someone, get to know them. If they love the Lord and they come to a service, don't be so quick to criticize them, form some type of opinion that's negative about them. Get to know the person, lest you become a judge. And with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And lest you start carrying, as a talebearer, a false report. You don't want to be Rachel, a talebearer. I know you don't. And make sure the wives and the husbands check each other. Make sure no one, the husband's supposed to check their wives in 1 Timothy 3:11, that their wives are not slanderers. Slander is bringing a false report, an accusation that's not true. So I say again, in closing, this is a short message, but it's potent. Love your neighbor as yourself. And Yeshua said he gave us a new commandment. He wants you to love your neighbor as he loved you. In other words, he gave his life for you. Are you ready to give your life for your brothers and sisters? Think it over. I just praise and thank the Lord we could be here. We're One of Messiah congregation. Go to my website, oneofmessiah.net. Go to interesting subjects. You could read this whole study. Go to the audio. That's oneofmessiah.net/av.htm. I just praise and thank the Lord, Baruch Hashem Yeshua, that we could be here today and make straight the way of the Lord. So praise the Lord. Have a wonderful day from One of Messiah congregation. God bless you and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. This is November. And, you know, we're still in 2006, November 14th. I like dating everything so we know where we are. God bless you and Baruch Hashem. Love your brothers and sisters. Love the Lord with all your heart. Keep his commandments. Amen.